boys and girls. My name is Stephen. Can everybody say, hi, Stephen?
Hi, Stephen.
Good, you're a good crowd, I can tell. Now, your first grade teacher told me you guys were just about the best class that she has ever had. So she asked me to come here today and read a story and sing some songs for you guys. That sounds like a lot of fun, doesn't it? Now let me tell you something, kids. When you grow up, you can be anything in the world you want to be. That's right. A doctor, a lawyer, an astronaut, even a superhero. Wow. If you could be a superhero, what kind of superhero would you be? Batman? Superman? Wonder Woman for some of you guys up there? Or would you use your imagination and make up one of your own? If I could be a superhero, I would be Awesome Man. I'd fly around the world fighting crime according to my awesome plan. And if I saw criminals trying to lie, hurting other people and making them cry, I'd haul them off to jail in my awesome van. 'Cause I would be Awesome Man. Now, some criminals want you to be a criminal, and they offer you things like drugs and alcohol. But we know what to do, kids. We just say no. If I could be a superhero, I would be a drug-free boy. Telling the world of the evils of drugs and all of the lives they destroy. Well, I'd take all the junkie he's getting so high with their needles and bongs and their sticks made of tie. As I burn them alive, I would squeal with joy, 'cause I would be drug-free boy. If I could be a superhero, I'd be immigration dude. I'd send all the foreigners back to their homes for eating up all of our food and taking our welfare and best jobs to boot, like landscaping, dishwashing, picking our fruit. I'd pass a lot of laws to get rid of their brood, 'cause I'd be immigration dude. Now kids, you can make up your very own superhero. If you could, who would it be? If I could be a superhero, would you be Justice Guy? Making sure people get what they deserve, especially women who lie. Like if a wife left her husband with three kids and no job, to run off to Hawaii with some doctor named Bob. You could skin them and drain them of blood so they die. Excuse me, Bob. Justice Guy. Or you could be more subtle. No, I didn't mean to be vague. Give her the mad cow disease, let him die of the plague, as long as they suffer for their terrible lie, especially Bob. Then you would be Justice Guy. Yes, then you would be a superhero like me.
You kids are great.
Now, I think we should get right to the story, and I've brought a very special one for you today. It's called The Story of Stephen and His Hilariously Funny Songs of a Suggestive and Questionable Nature. Let's get right to it, shall we? Once upon a time, there was a guy named Stephen. Now, when Stephen was growing up, kids, he had a bestest friend in the whole wide world. I bet you that everybody out here has a best friend. Unless you're kind of weird or you smell funny or something. But Stephen's best friend's name was Fred. He loved to play with Fred outside, even if Fred was a little special. Boy of 10, I had a very best friend. Fred was kind with good intent, but just a little different. Oh, special friend. Mama dropped him on his head. Now he's not so bright instead. He's a little bit special. Just a little bit. We play tag and he'd get hurt. I'd play soldier, he'd eat dirt. I like math and the spelling bee. Fred liked talking to a tree. Oh, special Fred. Mama dropped him on his head. Now she keeps him in the shed. 'Cause he's a little bit special. Just a little bit. I ran track, hung out in malls. Fred ran headfirst into walls. I had girls and lots of clothes. Fred had names for all his toes. Oh, special Fred. Mama dropped him on his head. Now he thinks he's a piece of bread. 'Cause he's a little bit special. Just a little bit. One day, talking to special Fred, he grabbed a brick and he swung at my head. And as he laughed at me, that's when I knew that special Fred just made me special too. Next to me, Fred is fine. Yeah, he's a gang Einstein. Oh, special Fred and me. Now we're not right in the head, you see. Now we're not so bright instead. We're a little bit special. Just a little bit special. That bastard Fred made me special, just a little bit. Just a little bit special.
Now also, Stephen had been through a very painful divorce. Now, kids, do you know what a divorce is? Yeah. How old are you? It's when your mommy and daddy don't live together anymore. And it's very hard on kids. And Stephen had a little girl, Megan, who was about your age. And she didn't understand why her mommy wasn't around as much. So Stephen wrote her a little lullaby to explain it.
Hush, little girl, sweet baby, don't cry tonight. Daddy's here and he'll sing you a soft lullaby tonight. Why can't it all be like it was before? How can I explain my mommy's not here anymore? 'Cause daddy likes porno and $10 whores. Daddy gets wasted and robs liquor stores. Daddy likes rubbing against little boys on the bus. I think that's why your mommy left us. Mommy left us. Little girl, there is no reason to fret tonight. Don't mind the smoke, daddy just wants to forget tonight. Soon it will all be like it was
left us. Please don't cry. I swear I'll try to be here by your side. Right after Daddy gets home from the bar, visits his bookie and steals a new car. He'll drive to the strip club, and if Daddy plays his cards right, he'll bring home your new mommy tonight. As Stephen got older, he still felt that something in his life was missing. So you know what he did, boys and girls? He started listening to music for inspiration. His favorite kind of music were the exciting rhythms of singer-songwriters like Harry Chapin and Gordon Lightfoot. Can you say Gordon Lightfoot? His favorite song was about a New York City taxi cab ride late at night. Flagged him down at the corner and he picked me up at the light. I told him where I was going and we drove off into the night. How's it going, my friend? I asked him. Slowly he turned his head. Taxi driver looked at me and this is what he said. He said,
"Let me know, mommy, to take you up. Take you up.
Himself happy. He would write music and play songs. Not only would this make him happy, but surely he would get lots of ass, too. For you see, boys and girls, Stephen had just started to discover girls. Now, do you remember your first sexual experience? You want to tell everybody about it? I thought not. Well, Stephen's first was with a girl that he met after placing an ad in the Anything Goes section of the Village Voice newspaper. She had everything he ever could have wanted in a girl. Brains, beauty, a sense of humor, a penis. All right, that was weird. Both sets of sexual organs, but what could Stephen do? For he was in love. She's part girl, she's part boy. She's got parts everyone can enjoy. She's got more, she's got less. She's got her manhood tucked in her dress. Is she a mister or is she a miss? Does she stand up when she's taking a piss? She's my little girl, yeah, she's my little guy. When I try to please her, I get poked in the eye. She wears lace and she wears flannel. She watches football and the Lifetime Channel. What's that bulge under her nightie? It must be her Hermaphrodite. Yeah. Hermaphrodite. Some things are white, some things are black. Some girls wear makeup, mine shaves her back. She is still beautiful.
still fine. It's too bad her package is bigger than mine. She can't help her imperfections. She gets jock itch from her yeast infections. Who stole all my tidy whities? This must be her Hermaphrodite.
Stephen was thrilled. He had found the secret to his happiness. He decided to celebrate by going out and getting wasted with his best friend. Boys and girls, can you say blackout? He and his friend had a great time. They laughed. They cried. They talked about the good times. They talked about the bad times. All in all, it was a very special night for Stephen and his friend. Thank you, boys and girls. And Stephen lived happily ever after. Thank you all so much for coming out tonight. I truly appreciate it. And I hope you find your own secret to happiness. Good night. Thank you.
You're watching Friday Night Stand-Up on Comedy Central. Break your plans and keep it here for more stand-up comedy next, only on Comedy Central.